Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join Dr. Troy Hinkle live in the community space on our app for Tuesdays with Troy. Dr. Troy will answer your questions regarding holiness, becoming a saint, and what we can do to strengthen our faith. Tuesday, November 4th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. He'll take all your questions live. All you have to do is just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6:30 Central this Tuesday, and you'll have a great time. Today, we begin a brand new series on a very practical understanding and steps to have the fullest human life possible. Now, I don't really know how many there are in this series, how many episodes. Let's just say a bunch. We'll let you know when they're finished. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Here's a random question. How long do you think it took the angels to make the choice whether to spend eternity in heaven or hell? In other words, how long did it take after being created for Satan and his followers to defy God, and for Saint Michael and his followers to choose allegiance to God? Well, of course, we don't know for sure, but theologians think that it took only 1 second. That's right. In the first moment of their existence, all the angels were given all the information they needed to make an eternal decision and stick to it. In other words, when it came to the angels' salvation, God didn't waste any time. The question was, did they want eternity with God, or did they want eternity without him? And actually, that's really the only question for us as well at the end of the day. So here's the question. Why does God even bother putting us in this world for the span of a lifetime? Why doesn't he do the same thing with us as he did with the angels? Why not just give us the choice, and as soon as we've decided, we go where we want to go? Why give us so long, so much time, if it's going to come down to the same decision in the end? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. We aren't like angels. We aren't pure minds, pure intelligence and will. And we don't start out complete, quite the opposite. We begin as infants, body and soul. We begin small, and we grow and mature and develop by interacting with the world God has made. We develop in our environment. We grow physically. We learn. We develop the capacities of movement, of speech, of self-reflection. The angels had 1 second. We have up to about 95 years. God has given us a fortune of time. So the question is, are we using the time God has given us to really develop ourselves to the fullness of our human potential? Or are we squandering our time? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. We start out small, but God is really, really big. And only those who have grown enough to receive and appreciate him will end up in heaven. So we have a lot we need to develop. We have to increase our capacity for truth, our capacity for love, and our capacity for joy. Heaven has standards. You must be this tall to ride the heaven slide, and you have to have used your time to have developed your soul to the point that it can receive God himself. Unfortunately, God has given us a lot of time. The question is, how are we using it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. We are living in an era where almost everyone has more free time than perhaps ever before in human history. Yes, we have professional obligations, family obligations, and then hopefully the time we spend on prayer. and we have a ton of time left over, which, it turns out, we are increasingly spending not engaging with the world God made for us. We're spending it all engaging with the virtual world we've made for ourselves. We spend that texting, on social media, watching videos online and on television, playing games on our phones. The sheer amount of pornography that people watch, that by itself shows how much free time people have. Not to mention the gazillions of YouTube shorts or TikTok. This virtual world, this electronic world, it doesn't make us grow. It doesn't challenge us, doesn't develop us into fully mature persons fit for heaven. Quite the contrary, it narrows our minds and our interests. It weakens our wills, impoverishes our emotions, saps our strength and vitality. We have chosen to spend as much time as possible in a fake world that makes us smaller, and our souls shrink and shrink, and our hearts become smaller and smaller, and our entire personality gets sunken in on itself. We are a society that is not using the real world to prepare ourselves for the enormity of heaven. We are using a fake world to prepare ourselves for the smallness of hell. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The angels only had a second to make the decision that would determine the course of their eternal destiny. They could do it because they started out fully formed, completely equipped, full grown from the first instant of their creation. But God wanted to make other creatures, human beings, that would develop themselves through time, unfolding their capacities like a flower blooming, but that we would develop by interacting with the real world, the world that God created, not a virtual world. Through time, God made us creatures who developed their own character over time. Time is the medium of change, and we are always changing, whether we realize it or not. If we are pursuing ultimate truth, self-sacrifice, delight in what is truly noble and beautiful, if we are trying to live as children of God in the world He made for us, understanding the deepest truths of faith and reason, loving as fully as we can, serving the people closest to us, delighting in the natural world made by God Himself, then, whether we know it or not, we are maturing. But if we are indulging in trivialities, distracting ourselves with vacuous or even vicious entertainment, making no effort to restrain our self-righteous opinionatedness, trying to get attention instead of trying to actually help people, if this is how we're spending our time, then whether we know it or not, over time we are spoiling, twisting, thwarting the progress of our own souls. And when the time is up, which it will be before too long, we'll have taken several decades to make exactly the same choice Satan made in less than a second. So take stock of how you're spending your time and figure out what you need to be doing differently. And actually, that's what we're going to do for the rest of this series. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you about this meditation?
There is a brief line in there about not doing it to change people's opinions about you, but rather to actually help someone, not to get their attention.
Yep.
But to actually do it for some good. And I was just thinking about how cyclical that is, circular, that we are just so attracted to sincerity anyways. And it's such an imperceptible trait. But when you are actually aiming at the good, good things do come to you and you do get real recognition, but recognition for what matters.
Yeah, and for doing good.
It's what we actually crave and it's what we actually give our attention to. And I think part of the problem with a lot of YouTube shorts, a lot of media that's kind of endless is that it gets thinner and thinner and disingenuous and it just gets cheaper and cheaper because there's so much of it. So I think we need to give our attention to better things.
And when we give ourselves to those things endlessly, our soul gets thinner and thinner and disingenuous.
Yeah, that's a good description of it.
Well, you just described it.
Well, you made that connection though.
And then your follow-up point?
We need to focus on things of real substance. Because that gives us substance.
That's the
whole
point. Because
that's not in the sense that we don't already have substance, but we can decrease we can be less genuine. We can spend less time thinking. We can fail to develop ourselves and become less by doing so. But we can also do the opposite.
But you just captured the essence of what this whole series is going to be about. By engaging in the real world the way God designed it, our soul grows. Yeah. It becomes more mature. It becomes more solid, more real, more beautiful.
You get the things you actually desire from that as well. It's even hard to enjoy the things that we are experiencing when we're shrinking like this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole purpose of this series and why I'm so excited to launch into it, because I want to develop my soul and my whole existence to come to the point where I can actually receive God. Yeah. I'll have the ability to receive him.
And no matter where we're at in our life, no matter how far into that journey you are, there's always another step forward to take in this life. So I really think this is a good series for everyone. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well, thanks for you always have amazing insights.
It was a collaborative effort. You made the full meditation.
That's the beauty. Well, this whole series of meditations, in large part, comes from Dr. John Mark Miravalli, every month he writes 15 and I write 15. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm convinced he is the best theologian in the country. Genius.
I hope that through this series, we might at least gain a shard of his intellect. I think that would be a huge milestone for all of us.
But so having him as a collaborator is a huge benefit. But I also really benefit from the conversation with you. But that's the whole point of conversation. See, I grasp an aspect, a facet of reality.
Mm-hmm.
You grasp other facets of reality. And through our conversation, we get a bigger picture of reality.
Mm. Well said.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.